etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.
আলহামদুলিল্লাহ রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়াসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলা সাইয়িদিল আমবিয়া ওয়াল মুরসালিন আম্মা বা'দ ফাআউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম আসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া হাবিবাল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নাবিজাল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া নূরাল্লাহ সিদ্দিন আবু দারদা radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the person who recites 10 durood upon me in the morning and in the evening each, my intercession will definitely reach him on judgment day. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, once again we are here presenting the program Islamic Etiquettes. In this program, we hear about Islamic teachings. We hear about the actions which Islam has ordered us to adopt. And similarly, we also hear about the actions which Islam has prohibited. By the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear viewers of Madani channel, in every program, we present a new topic. In today's program, we're going to hear about concealing others' flaws. Where Islam has safeguarded our lives and wealth, the religion Islam has protected our honor as well. On the occasion of Hajjatul Wada, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam specially ordered the Muslim to take care of the honor of their Muslim brother. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared damaging a Muslim's honor haram, just like it is haram to use the wealth of one another without permission or to usurp it. Let's listen to the blessed hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, and this hadith is narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam delivered a sermon before people on the day of Eid al-Adha and asked, O people, what day is today? The people replied, this is the sacred day. Then he asked, what city is this? Then people replied, this is the sacred city of Makkah. Then he asked, what month is this? The people replied, this is the month of Zulhijjah. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, indeed, your blood, your wealth, and your honor are haram upon one another, just like this day is sacred in this month and the city of yours. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam repeated it a few times. Then he raised his blessed head and said, have I conveyed the message to you? Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma states, I swear by the Lord Azza wa Jal, this is the advice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for his ummah. Listen, the one who is present here should convey this message to the one who is absent, and you should not return to the acts of disbelief after me that you start beheading one another. My dear viewers of Madani channel, in this hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated the sacredness of three things which was generally agreed upon in the society. This Makkah is sacred. The month of Zulhijjah is sacred. And similarly, Eid day is also sacred. And just like you consider these three things sacred and respect them, these three things are also sacred. The wealth of one another, the blood of one another, and the honor of one another. You should safeguard these three things. You should not usurp anyone's wealth unjustly. You should not murder anyone unjustly. And you should not damage the honor of one another. This is what the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated on the occasion of the Sermon of Hajjatul Wada. Therefore, it is called the Sermon of Hajjatul Wada. Three things are stated in it, one of which is that we should not damage the honor of our Muslim brother. Rather, we should safeguard his honor. My dear viewers of Madani channel, in relation to today's topic of our program, we're going to listen to the Madani pearls about honoring other Muslim and concealing their flaws. My dear viewers of Madani channel, if we look at our days and nights and the circumstances of the society, it comes to the forefront that mostly it happens that if we are informed about anyone's flaws, instead of concealing his flaw, we profoundly spread his flaw and want him to be disgraced. Thus, instead of keeping his honor safeguarded, we greatly try to disgrace him. Our Islamic teachings does not allow us to spread anyone's flaws. Rather, Islam has ordered us to conceal others' flaws. Islam has ordered us to safeguard others' honor, as the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Oh, those who embraced faith through their tongues, but faith did not enter their hearts, do not backbite Muslim and do not search for their hidden matters, because the person who searches for the hidden matters of his Muslim brother, Allah Almighty will reveal his flaws, and the one whose flaws Allah Almighty reveals, he will disgrace him though he is in his house. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, while giving the order of refraining from searching for others' flaws, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Holy Quran, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُ, translation from Kanzul Iman, and do not search for hidden faults. In the commentary, Siratul Jinan, it is mentioned in this verse, the order is given that we should not reveal Muslims' flaws and should not search for their hidden conditions, which Allah Almighty has concealed through His attribute of being the concealer of flaws. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this, we learn that backbiting the Muslim and searching for their flaws are the habits of hypocrites, and the consequences of searching for flaws is humiliation and disgrace. Because the person who is searching for the faults of another Muslim would certainly have some flaws or others, and maybe it is such a flaw that if it is revealed, he will be humiliated and disgraced in the society. Hence, those who search for others' flaws should fear that because of his action, Allah Almighty might reveal his hidden flaws, which would cause him to be humiliated and disgraced. The religion Islam has given importance to protecting the honor of a Muslim and veiling his flaws. Therefore, the religion Islam has given the order to refrain from all those actions which damages someone's honor. Amongst those actions, one is to search for someone's flaws and reveal them to others, which plays a major role in eliminating the honor of humans. The religion Islam has prohibited searching for flaws and revealing them to people without Shari permission, and gave strict admonition for those who do not refrain from it, so that fearing those admonitions, people would refrain from this evil actions and everyone's honor would be safeguarded. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should try not to search for a Muslim flaws, and even if we are informed about someone's flaws, we should not reveal it to others. In fact, we should conceal it, we should veil it. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we conceal someone's flaws in this world, it is hoped in the court of Allah Almighty that He will also veil our flaws, He will also conceal our flaws on Judgment Day and safeguard us from the disgrace of Judgment Day. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in Ahadith, the excellence of concealing a Muslim's flaws is also stated. Let's listen to some of the sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that the one who concealed a Muslim's flaw, Allah Almighty will conceal his flaw on Judgment Day. Similarly, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, in another narration, it is stated that Sayyidina Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the person who observes such a thing which should be concealed and he veiled it, meaning he concealed it, it is as if he brought a girl who was buried alive to life. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is stated in a hadith that if a Muslim conceals another Muslim's flaws, it causes him to enter paradise, as the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, the person who looks at a flaw of his brother and veils it will be admitted into paradise. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, how great the excellence and the importance of concealing others' flaws are. The more important a thing is for the hereafter, the more shaitan will pursue it. Hence, he tries his best to stop a Muslim from concealing a Muslim's flaws. And now, the situation is that today, the majority of the Muslims are involved in searching for Muslims' flaws and in backbiting them, and nobody is ready to conceal anyone's flaws. They proudly reveal them to others. Even if anybody conceals someone's flaws, it is temporary. As soon as he gets angry with him, all at once, he discloses all the flaws which he had kept hidden. Alas, unfortunately, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have lost the fear of the hereafter. Indeed, the punishment of hell is unbearable. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam states, so many healthy bodies, beautiful faces, and soft-spoken tongue will be screaming in the levels of hell. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, from the entire discussion, it becomes clear that where concealing a Muslim's flaw is reward-giving and is required by Islam, searching for a Muslim's flaw and spreading them amongst others may also cause our destruction. Hence, we should always safeguard the honor of our Muslim brother and veil their flaws. If we veil our Muslim brothers' flaws in this world, it is hoped through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Almighty on the Day of Judgment will also veil our flaws and safeguard us from the disgrace of that day. My dear viewers of Madan Channel, a human is a compound of virtue and evils. Some of his evils and flaws are known to others and some remain hidden. But the disposition of some people is like a fly which leaves the entire body and prefers to sit on a wound. Hence, these people remain searching for the hidden evils of others, and when they become successful in their purpose, they fully try to reveal these evils and flaws to others. They often speak in such words, for example, the landlord of so-and-so humiliated him in a lot. So-and-so is a coward, so-and-so is so greedy. The person who reveals people's flaws to another gets involved in two evil actions. One is that he searched for other flaws, and it is forbidden in the Holy Quran. Secondly, he revealed his flaws and spread them amongst people. And this is also condemned. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "The one who searches for the flaws of his Muslim brother, Allah Almighty will reveal his flaws. And the one whose flaws Allah Almighty reveals will be humiliated and disgraced, though he is in his house." Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala writes under this hadith, "This is the divine law that the one who unnecessarily defames someone will experience the same." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's look at the exemplary character of our pious predecessors. Once, Sayyidina Imam Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala, went to the wudu area of a Jama Masjid Kufa. He saw a youngster performing wudu. The water drops were dripping from him. He rahmatullahi ta'ala said, "Son, repent of disobeying your parents." He said, "I repent from it." He observed the wudu water of another person and said to that person, "Brother, repent from adultery." He said, "I repent from it." He observed the water in the wudu of another person and said to him, "Brother, repent from drinking and listening to songs and music." He said, "I repent from it." Since because of the revelation of the matters of the unseen, the flaws of people will be revealed to Sayyidina Imam Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala. He supplicated, he made dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to stop the revelation of matters of the unseen. Allah Almighty answered his supplication, accepted his dua. Hence, he rahmatullahi ta'ala stopped observing the sins of wudu performers being removed. My dear viewers of Madin Channel, this was the way of our pious saints. So then Imam Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala, made the supplication so that he could not observe others' flaws. May Allah Almighty safeguard us from searching for others' flaws and spreading them. Even if we are unwillingly informed about someone's flaws, we should conceal them. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has said that the one who concealed a Muslim's flaw, Allah Almighty will conceal his flaw in the world and in the hereafter. It is mentioned in Miratul Manaji. It means that he should not reveal hidden flaws, provided that the religion or the nation is not harmed because of not revealing them. Otherwise, he should certainly reveal them. He should reveal the secrets of those who make secret conspiracies. He should inform the oppressed one about the plan of murdering him unjustly. Ethics and political affairs are different. May Allah Almighty enable us to conceal Muslims' flaws and veil our flaws on Judgment Day by virtue of His attribute of being the concealer of flaws and safeguard us from the disgrace of Judgment Day. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners. Good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.